Hi, I'm Luke Jasinski. Welcome to my podcast. The topic of my podcast today is COVID-19, which is also known as the coronavirus. I'm sure at this point you are well aware of the virus and the pandemic it has caused, but in case you've been living under a rock, I'll recap for you. This past spring, a worldwide pandemic broke out, originating in China. Nobody did a great job containing it, and it spread like wildfire. It took the media by storm, and it is still all anybody talks about. Although the media is crazy over the virus and trying to keep everybody socially distanced, I don't think the virus is nearly as bad as everyone says it is. In my opinion, it is incredibly overhyped and does not deserve the fear the media puts into people. And to show you I'm not the only one, I'm going to interview two of my classmates, Tyler Garr and Zedric Hayes. All right, I'm here with my friend Tyler. I'm going to ask him a few questions about COVID-19. All right, Tyler, first question. Do you know any family members or friends who have had COVID-19?
I do not know anybody that has had COVID-19 so far, and I'm hoping it stays that way.
All right. Number two, have you been trying hard to social distance?
I've not really been trying hard to social distance, but I've been taking wearing a mask very seriously here recently.
And number three, are you scared of getting COVID?
I'm not very scared to get COVID because of my age, and the death rate for my age is not very high. But again, I'm definitely taking it seriously.
All right. And the last question, do you think COVID is overhyped by the media?
It is definitely overhyped. And as I've said before, it's obviously serious, but it's been proven that some of the numbers have been faked and have been lied about because it makes the hospitals money each time a case gets put in.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. All right. I'm here with Zedric. All right, Zedric. First question. Do you know any family members or friends who have COVID-19?
Right now, no. I don't know anybody with COVID. I've heard people getting it, but none of my friends or family has had it.
All right. Number two. Have you been trying hard to social distance?
I try to social distance here and there. Sometimes it's when you have a mask on and you're doing stuff, you don't really think about it. But I've been doing my best to social distance, but, you know, when you have a mask on, it's kind of, you don't think of it too much.
Mm-hmm. Number three, are you scared of getting COVID?
Honestly, no. I'm really not scared of getting COVID. I think I'll be fine through COVID. Then again, I've known nobody that get COVID. None of my family's been getting COVID. We took trips before and haven't got COVID. So I'm not scared of it, no.
And the last question, do you think the media has overhyped coronavirus?
Yes, I do think the media has overhyped it. I feel as if it's not as bad as what it's saying. I've heard of many people getting it, and then just after a week or two, they're like, okay, it's fine. I feel as if the people that died had other symptoms or other things going on with them that made them die, and they just put it all together to make it overhyped. I feel like it shouldn't be as hyped as it is. Yeah, I really don't think it's as bad as what they say it is.
Awesome. Thank you.
As you can see, my fellow classmates also believe that the COVID-19 pandemic is very overhyped by the media. While they wear their masks to keep others safe, they do not particularly fear the virus and its flu-like symptoms. This is mostly due to the survival rate of the virus. As 45.5 million cases have been confirmed, 30 million have recovered, and only 1.19 million have died. This shows that the survival rate is extremely high. As Tyler said during his interview, many believe that the numbers have been lied about, either for profit or a good story for the media. Due to the worldwide pandemic, people will believe whatever they read, and the media profits greatly from this. So although the media is crazy over the virus and trying to keep others socially distanced, I don't think the virus is nearly as bad as everyone says it is.